Okay, so yesterday we talked about the trait of humility. Today we'll talk about a less important trait, but still worth discussing. It's almost impossible not to contrast Adam HaRishon's response and Chava's response to their sin to Cain's response. And there's a medrash that highlights in many ways the response of Cain as superior and as more admirable than that of Adam. The medrash says that Adam finds Cain after the sin, after he kills Adam's other son Hevel, says, "What happened to you after your sin?" Expecting to hear a terrible, terrible punishment, the same way that Adam's punishment. And Cain says, "Well, basically Hashem granted me clemency in 7 generations, and I just have to roam the land, but I'm not expelled from anywhere." So Adam says, "Well, what happened?" Cain says, "Well, I did tshuva." And Adam puts his hands in his head and says, "Well, what does that mean? What does tshuva mean?" Like, it wasn't understood to Adam that you could repent and you can achieve forgiveness. So he missed his opportunity. But part of the difference between Adam and Cain is not just how they respond to their punishments or to their failures, but how they respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conversation with them. Cain's response isn't overwhelming. This isn't going to be a blueprint for tshuva gemura. We're not going to call him a baal tshuva. We're not going to say this is tshuva me'ava. But one thing Cain has over Adam, he admits his failure. He says the word. He says, "Gadol avoni minso." He accepts blame. "I'm responsible. I sinned. Now let's talk about my sentencing. Is it so harsh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you grant me a waiver? Or possibly put me in Sing Sing? Let me have an easy off." But he accepts the fact that he's guilty. Adam and Chava, they're playing the blame game. There's no accountability. Hashem turns to Adam and Haisha. Hashem turns to Chava, Hanachash. Poor Nachash. No one to turn to. It's very, very dangerous in life when you start blaming people. And you don't just blame people, you also sometimes blame circumstances. And one of the first steps to real growth is not deflecting. Not blaming people, and not just growth, but key for relationships, is how can I change my part? There's always going to be blame in a relationship because most healthy relationships are 2 people. Crossing paths, saying things that are misunderstood, and you did something, she did something, you did something, he did something. So you can spend your time trying to prove who's more guilty or more or less guilty, who started, who escalated, or you can just say, "What's my part? How can I improve?" And sometimes you have to take that decision, even unilaterally. Even if you don't feel the other party is reciprocating, you say, "I just want to be a better person. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better spouse. I want to be a better worker." And it's not about my respect. Like one of the hard parts for me to listen to, and we're talking a lot about the news and about some of the interviews with people who aren't keeping the rules and aren't following medical guidelines, and I'm trying to highlight for you aspects that aren't so obvious. Sometimes the interview people say, "Well, why should I keep the rules?" When people in Tel Aviv are, what does that even mean? Since when did Ritzicha become relative? Since when did Chilul Hashem become, since when did rules become relative? Regardless of what people around you, you keep, and obviously not just about this, but in general. And especially if we look at ourselves as Am HaNivchar and look at ourselves as B'nai Torah, so we have a greater responsibility. Let's say the entire Tel Aviv were one big beach party without any masks. Would that in any way diminish our responsibility to keep and to demonstrate what Torah is meant to be and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us? So don't fall into that trap. Well, if they're more at fault, and I'm comparing, morality is absolute, and you're chasing a absolute objective moral state and religious state, and trying to find your part and just try to admit error. Admitting errors. Here's a good mind experiment. I'd like to make it real for you, but of course not to make it invasive or in any way compromising your privacy. So don't raise your hand and don't tell me, but just answer the question to yourself. Okay? This isn't a poll, this isn't a monkey poll. Just answer the question to yourself. Did you see in your life, growing up, teachers, parents, adults, good role modeling of accepting blame? I don't mean the head coach of the Jets who basically gets up there, "Oh, it's my fault." That's just, you know, empty talk, because then the role of a coach, "It's my fault, I didn't game plan well for the next loss." But I'm saying real, when there was a real failure and you just saw a parent or a teacher or an adult or an older person that you look up and say, "You know, it's my fault, take responsibility," but in a real way, not just let's move on, "It's my fault." And That's so, so crucial for growth in life. Just there's nothing wrong with failure. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake. There's nothing wrong with even committing, I would say, a crime, not a legal crime, but the difference between an error, a mistake, and something wrong, a sin or a miscue. So you see very early in the parsha, the blaming. It's easy to blame. Okay, you're right. She gave you, but you could have said no. So he, the Nachash, but you could have said no. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu apportions their punishments in partitions. Okay, so I'll blame you for your part. I'm going to blame you for your part. Your part is, okay, so therefore you're going to have to work on it. You're going to have to... Hashem doesn't give a collective punishment. Why doesn't give a collective punishment? You're all banished from Gan Eden. That's your punishment. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's easy to blame, but you played a role in it also, and just accept your guilt, acknowledge your part in it, and it may be true, or at least... So Cain's tshuva is so lame, it's so weak, it's almost laughable. But he coughs up the word Avoni. He says it's my sin, doesn't blame Hevel, it's Hevel's fault. He should have been more sensitive to my karban. He should have, I spoke about this morning, 7 o'clock minyan, whatever fuse was underlying this eruption. He just says it's my fault. I'm a murderer, I can't say those words, but I have a sin. And even if he's challenging Hashem to bypass the punishment, at least he admits failure and then try to blame anyone else. Okay? So try not to blame in life. Try to be humble. Try not to blame people. Find out how you could be better, what your part in it is.